Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Yesterday, I did something I'd never done before. I'd often thought about doing it, but I could never work up enough motivation to actually go and do it. But yesterday was the day that I went to Chislehurst Caves. We currently are playing host to some good friends of ours from the USA who are visiting, and we had a couple of hours to kill before heading out on a longer excursion. So I suggested that we go and take a tour of the caves. They are not far from where we live, and I've often heard how interesting they are. So I thought now is the time to finally go and visit. Although they are called caves, they are entirely man-made, as people have dug there to get chalk and flint for hundreds of years. There are now about 35 kilometers, or 22 miles, of caves that spread out like spiders' webs under the southeastern suburbs of London. During World War I, the caves were used as a weapons depository, and in the 1930s, they were used for the cultivation of mushrooms, something which is now being attempted again. During the Blitz in World War II, these caves became an air raid shelter, and at the height of the bombings, the caves became an underground city housing some 15,000 people. Electric lights were installed. A cafeteria, hospital, and even a chapel were built in them. In the 1950s, jazz bands used them to play for dances, and in the 1960s and 1970s, such rockers as Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and Jimi Hendrix performed concerts in these caves. Today, you can often see film crews there shooting television shows or movies. They are a real tourist attraction and a wonderful local talking point. But my favorite part of the tour was when our guide took our lanterns and walked around the corner. The caves, which were gloomy to begin with, suddenly became pitch black. The darkness was oppressive, and you sure hoped the tour guide would return with your lantern, because you were never going to find your way out of the caves in that darkness. As we stood there in the darkness that completely enveloped us, I couldn't help but think of the words of Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 19. And people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. In fact, I think a couple of folks standing there in the darkness made some kind of jokes about what could be done or what was being done, even though we couldn't see it. Thankfully, the tour guide did return with our lanterns ablaze. All of a sudden, we could see little bits of light coming through the darkness. Then, as he came around the corner, the light seemed to flood the whole cavern. Again, I couldn't help but think of Jesus, who came into the world's all-encompassing darkness of sin. Jesus, the light of the world. His light shone in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Needless to say, following our immersion in that utter darkness, we did not stray far from our tour guide and his brightly burning torch. Not a single one of us wanted to experience that absence of light again. But this too echoes what Jesus said about himself. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Well, being in utter darkness was an interesting and disorientating experience that I will not soon forget. I must confess that I have no desire to repeat that experience again soon. And so it should be with all Christians. Once God has called us out of the darkness of sin and death through the means of grace by the work of His Holy Spirit, we should never want to return to the darkness of sin. For as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, righteousness has nothing to do with lawlessness, just as light has nothing to do with darkness. Leaving the darkness of sin and idolatry behind, we confess with Paul, "For God, who said, 'Let the light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Thankfully, everyone did emerge from Chislehurst Caves unscathed. And so, all of us who trust in Christ, the light of the world, will ultimately emerge from this world's darkness into His glorious presence. For, as the prophet Isaiah has said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of darkness, on them a light has shined." That light is Jesus Christ, our light and our salvation. So, why should we fear the darkness? Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, I am ashamed to confess that sometimes my heart is filled with fear as I look at the trouble and the turmoil of the world today. Sometimes I am afraid to face difficult problems in my personal life. Forgive my little faith and increase my faith in your loving kindness and in your almighty power, that I may overcome my fears and meet every trying experience with confidence. Make your strength perfect in my weakness, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.